And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is a hot night in July, and you're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. Now that you've heard the rest, you're about to hear the best. I will not talk about Wiener. I will not talk about Obama much. Instead, I'm going to talk about a tragedy, a mystery, and the deaths of 20 Navy SEALs at the hands of someone or some people inside the Pentagon, or worse yet, inside a division of the government we don't even know exists. I've been talking about this for 2 years now. Finally today, a ray of light at the end of the tunnel, Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. If you recall, well, let me back it up. I got this email this morning. Dear Michael Savage, something to celebrate came from Grace Vuto. Congress will investigate that crash. There's a story on Drudge right now confirming this. I have been working with the families and was kept in the loop about their trip to D.C. I will soon be writing my own story in this. I just thought I would share the news right away. Since you led the way early on, your book pushed it forward again. We wrote about it on World Tribune several times, and the story gained more and more traction. Isn't it fun to win once in a while? Dr. Grace Vuto, editor of Politics and Culture, WorldTribune.com. I hope you know what I'm talking about. Do you think the SEAL Team helicopter crash was an accident? Two, do you think someone in the government purposely sent the SEALs plunging to their death? Three, why would they do that? Four, your question, your answer. Here is the story. And before I read the story, understand what we're talking about. Some of our greatest heroes were sent to their death either through incompetence or through a conspiracy within our own government to kill them. More SEALs died on that crash on August 6, 2011, than died in every single operation from the beginning of this organization, all under the Obama administration. It could have been brought up during the election. It should have been brought up during the election. I tried to bring it up during the election, but doofus from the Republican side wouldn't touch it. What am I talking about? Do you remember several years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I blew the whistle on the Dubai port deal? Do you remember that travesty when Bush was trying to sell to the American people that his friends in Dubai, our great friends in Dubai, should take over the security at 9 of our ports? You remember I raised the whistle, I blew the whistle on that? I started screaming and yelling. I even had Charles Schumer on who agreed with me. And together with people from the opposing team on the other side of the aisle, if you want to put it to you that way, we stopped the Dubai ports deal. I've been in the trenches on this for years all alone. I dedicated my novel, A Time for War, to it. And I'm going to read you a chapter from it, the opening to it. I tried to raise awareness on it. Maybe it's working. Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. You say, well, I don't care. Well, you should care. If you don't care about who killed these SEALs, then you care about nothing. Congress has launched an investigation of the helicopter crash that killed 30 Americans in Afghanistan, including members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 unit, The Hill Has Learned. The victims' families say the Pentagon hasn't provided answers to their many questions about the deadly attack, which took place on August 6, 2011, 3 months after Osama bin Laden was killed in Pakistan by Team 6 forces. Do you get the connection? 3 months after SEAL Team 6 kills Osama bin Laden, 20 members of SEAL Team 6 are put on an old Vietnam-era helicopter and sent plunging to their death. There has not been an investigation. I've been screaming and yelling for one since this happened. And I will not be happy, nor will Grace Vuto, now that the cat is out of the bag. No one will stop until whoever did this to those SEALs goes to the gallows. I don't want to see resignation. I don't want to see them going to Harvard. I don't want to see them going to Georgetown. I don't want to see them going to a government committee. I want to see them going to the electric chair or the firing squad. Somebody killed those SEALs. Somebody did it as a deal to the Muslim enemy. Somebody threw them to the wolves, is my estimation. Are there any Navy SEALs who listen to the Savage Nation? I understand there might be. How do you feel about this? Let me read the rest of it. And God bless Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican of Utah. Our Utah, not Demon Cat, California, said we're going to dive into this. He met with the victims' families about a month ago, and he said it was an emotional gathering. He's sending questions to the Pentagon and may hold hearings on the matter. I don't think they need to hold hearings. They need to hold hearing aids to the ears of the Democrats, the stone-dead Democrat ears that destroy, take down businesses, work for the American Trial Lawyers Association to set businesses up for lawsuits, kill everything good in America, and grow everything that's bad in America. You know, get them some hearing aids, Congressman. Charlie Strange, whose son Michael was among those killed, said he asked President Obama 2 years ago at Dover Air Force Base to fully investigate. The death toll in the crash was the largest of any single incident for the U.S. military during the Afghanistan war. You hear, but you didn't hear anything about that during the campaign for the presidency because good old Republican, I keep forgetting his name, I swear to God, he's eminently forgettable. Who ran for the presidency on the Republican? Who? Romney, right. The forgettable Romney. The lovable, forgettable Romney wouldn't bring it up. I begged him to bring it up. I said, you could sink Obama with this. He wouldn't touch it. No one will touch it. And he said Obama praised his son's service to Strange at the funeral, who said, I don't need to know about my son. I need to know what happened to my son. Obama promised he would investigate, but he never heard back from the White House. No kidding. Never heard back from Obama, who promised you he'd look into this? Meanwhile, the Pentagon has provided incomplete and contradictory information, he said. No kidding. The Pentagon? It may as well be the Hexagon. Administration leaks that emerged after the Bin Laden raid prompted members of Team 6 to worry about their safety. Are you ready for what I'm about to tell you? You're not going to believe what you're about to hear on the Savage Nation. Michael Strange, one of the men who died in that crash, told his father he was working on a will before he returned to Afghanistan in the summer of 2011. It gets worse. Documents provided to the SEAL families indicate that the Pentagon doesn't believe the SEALs were targeted in the wake of the Bin Laden operation on May 1, 2011. Ha! The Hill reviewed many of those docs, which total more than 1,000 pages. In a transcript, a DOD official disputed claims that there was, quote, an established ambush. They said, no, there was no ambush. It was just a lucky shot of a low-level fighter that happened to be living in the area. He heard all the activity, and he happened to be in the right spot. This is what the Pentagon said. Can you believe this? Whoever wrote that in the Pentagon is a double agent, in my opinion. Whichever girl from Brown University wrote that should be found out, thrown out. It was a lucky shot of a low-level fighter that happened to be living in the area? Are you crazy? He happened to be in the area and heard the helicopter and shot at them. Yet Mr. Strange, whose son died, said insurgents were boasting on the Internet that they had taken out Team 6 shortly after the helicopter crashed. Shortly before the CH-47 Chinook helicopter took off on a rescue mission, seven Afghan commandos, are you ready for this? Seven commandos who were on the passenger list were suddenly replaced by other Afghan military officials. Did you know any of this? It remains unclear why the manifest was incorrect, raising red flags among the victims' families. They have noted that their sons didn't trust Afghan soldiers. No kidding! Afghan soldier is an oxymoron! One was quoted as saying they are loyal to the highest bidder. A defense official confirmed that all seven names of the Afghan soldiers were incorrect. They said they don't know why. The Chinook was shot down by Afghan militants and all 38 on board were killed. Among the dead were 30 Americans, including 22 Navy SEALs, Mr. Obama. And you consider yourself a great commander-in-chief? You have sat in there, in that seat as commander-in-chief, when more SEALs died in one incident than in the whole history of their units. And not one Republican till now has said a word. Are you ready for the rest of the story? Because you're going to get sick as you hear it. Their bodies were later recovered, but the helicopter's black box was missing. Pentagon officials have said that it could not be recovered, citing a flash flood that happened soon after the assault. All the bodies were cremated. Did you know that they cremated the bodies of the SEALs? The Hexagon has defended the cremation to the soldiers' families, saying the bodies were badly burned. Congressman Chaffetz, however, said he has seen a photo of a deceased SEAL that was not burned. The body I saw didn't need to be cremated, Chaffetz said, adding that the DOD's explanation of its failure to find the helicopter's black box seems awfully odd. The Utah congressman said the families deserve answers. That's why you must have an investigation and one to be as factual as I can. Now, I'm going to read you more of this story because as you hear it, your hair will suddenly turn white, your ears will start to turn red, and maybe your blood will start to pound within your veins again when you realize what has been done to our heroes by this corrupt, administration that, in my opinion, is playing for the other team. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
KSFO traffic. We've got an accident still being reported. Southbound 880 at High Street. Look for delays as you make your way past 980. Southbound 101, University Avenue, East Palo Alto. That crash moved off to the right side. Northbound 880, Great Mall. An accident there. Traffic slow approaching it all the way up towards Auto Mall. Have slow traffic in San Francisco still. Northbound 101, Cesar Chavez to the lower deck. Upper deck slow from the East Bay into San Francisco. Giants game tonight. Don Dave Falk, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
Now more than ever.
This is insanity here.
The Sean Hannity Show.
So it goes on 24-7, 365 days a week.
Sean Hannity.
The idea that government's responsible for where you are in any given moment of your life is madness. I want everybody to succeed. The single best thing we can do is incentivize people that have all this money that they're sitting on to start spending it again.
Weekdays at noon.
Guess what? The magical thing's going to happen.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, the credit crunch is really over at Cash Call, which means you can now borrow up to $10,000 in a day to solve your short and intermediate cash needs. Sure, the money's expensive, but $10,000 will solve some problems right now, and it's a lot cheaper than the local payday advance place. Plus, there's never a fee or penalty for paying the money back early, so borrow the money only for as long as you need it to keep your total interest expense down. Even if you've been denied in the past, you might be eligible now, so when you need up to $10,000 in a hurry, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License.
By the way, this loan requires no collateral, just your signature. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH. Or log on to cashcall.com. That's 866-590-CASH or cashcall.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green
to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation trotting along alone here. Sometimes I think I'm all alone in the world. Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. No, I'm not a victim. But sometimes you get the feeling you're the only one trumpeting a certain story. You're the only one talking about it. You feel no one's listening. You feel no one cares. You feel there's apathy. And then you find out there's a breakthrough. Out of nowhere, there's a breakthrough. It's like a lone soldier on a battlefield where everyone else is gone, but he won't give up his gun. I didn't give up. I will not leave this machine gun until the enemy comes out of their foxholes. And we think that the enemy is within. We think the enemy is inside the Pentagon. You think I'm alone on this? You're wrong. It's way out of Michael Savage's hands now. It's in the hands of Congress. They're going to hold a hearing. They're going to find out who put these seals on that helicopter. And all hell is going to be paid when those Navy SEALs find out. There are thousands of SEALs and their families in this country who are hungering to find out who did it to their brothers in arms. They will find you. They will find you. From the Pentagon to the pentagram in one administration. That's what we have. You know what I'm talking about. Let's take a few calls and see if we can get the rest of you lassoed into this program. I know it's not about Wiener. It's not about Huma. It's not about Obama's lies about jobs. What does he know about creating jobs? How does he know about that? He's a left-wing fanatic. He's never created a product or service in his life. Nothing. All he knows how to do is spend your money. That's not creating jobs. That's stealing money. That's what he's going to talk about. So I wrote my novel a couple of years ago, Time for War. It's out in paperback. Let's say 1 million copies sold tomorrow because of this show. It wouldn't change my lifestyle. It might raise the public awareness. People might start saying, hey, wait a minute. Have you heard about the Chinook helicopter that was carrying a squad of Navy SEALs that plummeted to Earth in Afghanistan? Did you? Did you read the book that broke the story in a fictional way called A Time for War by Michael Savage when no one wanted to listen to him? He was so angered and anguished over it. He heard the cries of the SEALs' families. Remember I had the Vaughns on before anyone knew them? You can't imagine what pain this might be. Do you have any idea what kind of pain the families of the SEALs might be feeling? Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm only one man. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the SEALs were put on that Chinook helicopter because they didn't have any other helicopters to give them because maybe a fat-ass general was in from Washington and needed to fly to see a hooker somewhere in Afghanistan, and he took the good helicopter. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's just because some fat-ass general who long ago never fired a shot to begin with was in there to check on the contracting game. I hope I'm wrong, but I doubt that I'm wrong. I doubt that I'm wrong. But I could be wrong. Every man is capable of being wrong. I don't doubt myself, but I hold open the potential that I am not 100% right. Where is the black box? Why were the bodies cremated? Why were they all put on one helicopter? Why was there not a chase helicopter? Why was there not a helicopter that came in to save them after the helicopter went down to recover the bodies? Tell me, have any answers to that? There was no eye in the sky tracking the Chinook. Why not? The tragedy of Extortion 17 is a tragedy for all Americans. How many of the 22 Navy SEALs who died in that raid were part of the Bin Laden operation in Pakistan? One source said there were at least a couple on that helicopter who were involved in both. Chaffetz said he's looking into how the Pentagon handled the situation post-attack. During a ceremony at Bagram Air Base for the 38 killed, the deceased Afghan soldiers were loaded onto planes with the bodies of the U.S. forces. You're not going to believe what I'm about to read you. A so-called imam from hell muttered an Islamic prayer that a so-called imam from hell, a hell-worshipping imam, I can't even say it anymore, a hell-worshipping piece of garbage named an imam, chanted an Islamic prayer that included language on U.S. soldiers burning in hell. May he drop dead. May that imam die today. The families of the dead SEALs later used translators to find out what the imam had said. Chaffetz called those series of events inappropriate. So an imam tells them in his throwback way that the SEALs should die in hell and we take this? He chants in Arabic that they should die in hell and we take this? This is what we're doing with the best and the brightest that we have in this country? This is what you call a commander-in-chief? This fraud in the White House surrounded by these... Well, you know something, there's only so much I can say and so much I want to say. I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. I'm in a sweat right now. You know, today is Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, and I'm broadcasting from a studio I haven't used in over a year. This is a studio I used regularly for many, many years, and it went dormant. I hadn't used it. It took us a long time to get it running up again. It's in San Francisco, up on in a tower. I'm overlooking one of the most beautiful vistas in the world. The fog is rolling through the center of the bay. Big ships are in. The races are on. Life goes on. But the grief that the families of these dead SEALs hold in their hearts will be in their hearts for generations to come. They will never, ever forget this. Nor should you. Now, why do I give a damn? I'm only a radio talk show. What the hell do I care? What's in it for me? I'm only going to make more enemies. What do you think, I'm making friends here? I'm only going to make more enemies. I'm not making any friends. Those who like me, and those who hate me anyway. You think they're going to like me more for saying these things? So what am I doing it for? Because I'm a fool, I guess. I guess I need to dig myself into a deeper trench. No, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to wake America up. I feel like a trumpeter. I feel like I'm blowing a trumpet in the streets of America, saying, wake up, America. You are being taken over lock, stock, and barrel from the top down. But then again, I could be wrong. Savage might be wrong. I'm only one man. I don't know anyone who really knows what happened. Do you? Is there anyone listening who really knows what happened? Why were the bodies cremated? Where's the black box? Can you answer those questions?
Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Look forward to delays southbound 880. It's going to be heavy from Montague Expressway down to Bascom along the way. Looks like you can see smoke from a grass fire near the airport. Northbound 101 on the peninsula is heavy from Woodside Road up towards Highway 92. Getting better in San Francisco, but still slow. Northbound 101, Caesar Chavez onto the lower deck. Upper deck sluggish across the span. Giants game tonight, not making it any easier. Northbound 101, Marin County, getting better, just sluggish now from Mill Valley up towards Sir Francis Drake. Southbound, a little slow over the Waldo or through the Waldo Tunnel. And northbound 680, got some slow traffic getting through Walnut Creek, starting about Red Deer Road as you head to North Main Street. Eastbound 24 at the tunnel, things backed up to Highway 580. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
If you're wondering where it's all going on, it's at the one and only Beach Blanket Babylon.
Beach Blanket Babylon. For tickets, call 415-421-4222 or go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Oh, yeah!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Overstock Flooring Sale is going on now. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your big deal today.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Girard's salad dressings. Girard's premium line of dressings was created in San Francisco by Chef Pierre Girard in 1939, starting with a recipe for original French. Later, adding varieties like Champagne and Old Venice Italian. Girard's gained prominence for their exceptional quality and distinctive triangular bottles. Today, Girard's is America's favorite specialty dressing, available in 18 varieties. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Drager's, Knob Hill, Raley's, and Bel Air markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekins Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
It is the Savage Nation. It's been a hard day's night for me. I couldn't wait for this show. Congress to probe crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. When I saw it on a Drudge Report this morning, I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 years I've been a man alone in the desert, like Moses wandering in the desert, trying to get the attention of the Israelites to pay attention to what's going on and get their mind off the golden calf. So maybe, just maybe, there'll be a hearing. But, you know, what is a hearing? You need hearing aids for the Democrats. They're tone deaf. You think they care about the SEALs? They wrap themselves in the flag and then go on to their next scam. Do you think it was an accident? Do you think someone in the government sent the SEALs to their death? And why? Why were the bodies cremated? Have you ever heard of a thing like that? The military cremating a boy's body after they're killed in combat? I never heard of it. All of them cremated? Why? What were they hiding? I'll tell you what they were hiding. Those six Afghanis put on that helicopter who died with them were jihadis. And they shot the SEALs to death on the helicopter. Then the helicopter was blown up. How's that for a fictional account? Does it make your heart pound? Does your hair stand up? Does your blood race? Well, good, then I'm a good fiction writer. Pay no attention to me. Get your news from NBC and CBS, CNN. Get your news from all of the mainstream channels. Don't pay any attention to Michael Savage. Although the show is the number one on the radio, the number one show digitally on the radio is my show, the one you're listening to right now. but don't pay any attention to it. You go to the mainstream media for your information. That's where you're going to get all of your good information about your great commander-in-chief and all that he's doing for the military and all he's doing for the national security and all that he's doing for everything else. I got a call this morning, a joke call. The guy said to me, did you hear that Zimmerman has gone to court today to change his name? I said, really? To what? To Benghazi. I said, why would he do that? He said, because if he changes his name to Benghazi, Obama will never try to find him. I said, that's funny. Let's take your calls on this tragedy of the SEALs. And again, I'm going to hammer you on. Go to the bookstore. Buy A Time for War. Read the first chapter. Try to understand how important this is. Give the book to someone in the military. There's much more here than meets the eye. That is why I dedicated the book. The novel now. This was a novel. I try to get you to, you know, oh, do you really care what I'm doing? Does anyone give a damn? Am I alone on this or should I move on? Maybe I'll talk about Wiener. How about some Wiener jokes? Would that please you? Or some entertainment tonight? Nope, I'm going to stick to this. I'll stick to this. Mississippi Jerry, WTMO, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. I think I just hung up on him. I hit it twice.
You're Savage.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank you for raising hell about the Benghazi and about the Navy SEALs. I've tried to call you many, many times over the past 5 years. I finally got through, and I want to thank you for ringing that bell. Just keep ringing that bell.
So although I'm a boy from New York City with a heavy New York accent, you and I speak the same language, I guess.
Yes, sir. We're on the same page.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing I love about my radio show. It actually makes my eyes well up with happiness, because there is a Savage Nation out there. There is a connectivity. There are millions of people out there who think the way I do. I'm not alone. They've just been silenced by the illegitimate. So that's it, my friend, my brother from another mother. What do you think about this? Mac in Pennsylvania on WWIQ out of Philly. Mac, you're next up. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, thank you so much for taking my call. I worked with those guys, got up close and personal with them when I was down in Puerto Rico. The Mach Terrorists shot up a van of innocent unarmed sailors, and it might have even been Dickie Marcenko himself who ordered the SEALs to come in to get me from port operations to go over to Vieques Island to quell a riot because I'm bilingual. I speak fluent Spanish. And then we went dead in the water. After that, I did 5 tours in the Persian Gulf and was working with them over there. I was in a special ops unit, a communications contingency, and I survived landmines, scuds, snipers, and it could have very well been me. And the fact that you're holding forth for my fallen comrades, it just speaks volumes. And I'm really glad you're giving me an opportunity to launch for those that can't speak for themselves, for those that came back in body bags, for those that are being put back together in Bethesda and Walter Reed, and for this president and this rotten sidekick of his, I call him Q-Ball, for making that terrible comment to the grieving father over a dying son. If it had been my son, it would have taken 8 seconds, and there would have been nothing left of that, his assistant. And I'm just so glad you're out there for us. Let me give a shout-out to Marcenko, Ray Green, and Smitty. Just keep up the good work, Doc, really. You're doing a tremendous job. And
Well, Mac, let me tell you something. I got to say this to you and everyone listening. I don't go out much. I basically am a loner at this phase of my life. But I went out about 3 weeks ago to a party in the woods somewhere in Marin County, and amongst the group was some former sniper SEALs, older guys, and they said, Michael, we want to shake your hand. They said, we all listen to you. Now, I have no idea. You got to understand, Mac, this has to be one of the loneliest jobs in the world. You sit alone in front of a microphone. You don't know who your audience is. And when he said that to me, I said, you know what? I will not feel alone ever again. If I can only do service for those who give me such service, who keep the hordes of the Islamic terrorists away from our throats, I will do so until the last day that I'm on the radio. You know, and then I got to go to the next step. I look around at what's being done to this military, the morale by Obama, what he's doing. It started with Leon Panetta, slashing the military, putting gays into the military, decimating the morale of the military. It's not just about cutting the budget. It's about cutting the hamstring of the military. They want the military to be functionless. If this keeps up, by the time this clown is finished, the military will have lost all its pilots and all of its special operators. They will just leave. They will not serve a man like this. And then what will be left? A group of screaming feminists and homosexuals? Is that what's going to be left in the military?
Well, Doc, just thank you so much for...
I guess I went overboard and I spoke the truths. Pardon me. Sometimes it pours out of me like a wound. I meant to give him a copy of A Time for War. 855-400-7282. If you get a comment on what we're talking about, the death of the Navy SEALs, who did it? Why were the bodies cremated? I mean, what can I ask you? They said there's going to be a hearing. I can guarantee you, as I sit here, Obama will block that hearing. I can guarantee you, you'll never find out what happened. That's why I wrote the novel. I had to fictionalize it. Alex in Dallas, Texas, on the great KLIF. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, thanks for taking my call. I'm convinced this operation was just for show. Who knows who those SEALs really took out that day? We have to ask ourselves, why was Bin Laden buried at sea as well? I think those SEALs realized that they were just being used as pawns for a show and to increase Obama's ratings, and they're going to expose the truth because they're defending.
Well, the first question that came to my mind as a non-military man, just using common sense and being an amateur historian of military affairs and reasonably suspicious of everything the government does, is why were they put on a Chinook helicopter? That is not a normal attack helicopter. I know it for a fact. When SEALs go in on a hot mission, they usually use the most advanced, fast helicopters that they have. Why would they put in a slow-flying Vietnam-era helicopter, I kept asking. If I ask the question, I want to know who put them on it. Who gave the order?
I think it's a perfectly legitimate question. If we have our most elite fighting force in the world going into an operation, why on earth would we put them on outdated technology? Absolutely.
Okay, there you go. I meant to give him a copy of A Time for War. All right, from now on, if you get on the air and I take your call, I'll send you a free copy of a hardcover copy of A Time for War. End of story. A thriller by New York Times bestselling author of Abuse of Power. Yes, I'm very proud of it. Power fiction, tinged with terrorism and intrigue, with an old-school, rough-and-tumble journalist as its hero, says the Washington Times. Kirkus Review says, who says radio hosts are all talk? In Savage's cool-tempered thriller, hero Jack Hatfield uncovers a Chinese plot and saves the nation. There are other things about it, but it's really not about me. It's about the SEALs. That's why it opens with the helicopter going down. So I fictionalize what it must have been like for them on the helicopter. You know, what do you think really happened out there? Washington, D.C., KUSA. Jason, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Well, Dr. Savage, you've stolen all my thunder here. I believe that they were given up. You know, we violated Pakistani airspace when we went in to kill Bin Laden. You know, 3 months earlier, just like you said, they're on a helicopter that no one's ever seen or heard of. And then for this mission, all of a sudden, they have to get into a slow-moving, loud air cow. I live in Yakima, Washington, right next to the training center. You can hear those helicopters coming from 4 miles away, and then you can see them on the horizon for another, like, 5 minutes. I mean, it makes no sense.
So why would they put 30 warriors, and why did they put? Why were six Afghanis on that flight whose names weren't on the manifest? Why were the bodies cremated? Why did they have a disgusting throwback from hell imam curse them in Arabic and say that they should go to hell?
It's disgusting. The people in Washington, D.C. are so drunk on their own power that they've lost touch with reality, Dr. Savage. But they
Well, I don't know how I still keep in touch with reality, but I do. Now, stay on the line. I will send you a copy of A Time for War. That's all. Anyone else want to chime in on this? WABC in New York. Doc has a conspiracy theory. Why not? Go ahead. Make my day, Doc. You're on the air.
It's not really a conspiracy theory. There's a significant amount of evidence in the foreign literature and journals that'll show you that Bin Laden was dead in 2002. And there's also a significant amount of...
Now you'll tell me Bin Laden had come to New York, gotten a nose job, and was running a rug store in Prospect Park.
No. He had terminal end-stage renal disease. It was almost virtually impossible, unless he was getting
Let's say we go with that theory that Bin Laden had been dead years before. What does that have to do with the deaths of the Navy SEALs in this helicopter?
Well, if you have an operation for political gain to show that you've gotten Bin Laden to boost your ratings, you have 20 very highly credible witnesses that can demonstrate that that didn't happen.
Oh, my God. Well, only three of those amongst these SEALs apparently were on the original raid against Bin Laden, according to this report. Not all 20 of them.
If you speak to any Navy SEALs, you'll see if you ever discuss Bin Laden with them, none of them ever talk about it and with that mission. They always hold their comments. They always don't comment.
So you're saying it's like a, you're saying that the whole Bin Laden raid was like a Capricorn One.
Well,
remember that movie that came out that said that the landing on the moon was fake? That's what you're saying. Yeah. That Obama did it in order to boost his ratings and make himself look like a macho dude.
Well,
hey, look. How do I know? You know, let's put it to you this way. How do I know what really happened? I'm just a man alone, doing a radio show, trying to get through the day. Every day dealing with mortality, every day dealing with the issues that everyone deals with, facing the end of my own life at some point, looking ahead in my own life and saying, what's it all about? What am I doing? Why am I on the air? What am I doing this for? Can I make a difference? Am I making a difference? What the heck is the point of talk radio if you can't make a difference? And the answer is, yes, I have made a small difference here and there. Well, maybe this, too, will help Representative Chaffetz motivate himself to push for those hearings. Maybe enough Americans will say, the hell with everybody, I want those hearings, and I want to find out who killed the SEALs. I want them to be executed. I want whoever in the government did this to be found out, and I want them to be turned out, and I want them to face the death penalty. Wouldn't that be nice if finally somebody in the government paid for the crimes against this country? Florida, WNDB, Anthony, you're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening again, Dr. Savage. Yeah, I'm glad you referred to the Pentagon as a pentagram because they have to be Satanists. And as far as the SEALs goes, I don't know why they weren't on Black Hawk specials. I don't know why they were on a Chinook. I'm just glad that, you know, they didn't pull that Sneaky Pete crap on my father when he was flying helicopters back in Vietnam.
This is interesting. So you know something about the type of helicopters that are used. Isn't it odd that they were put on a slow-flying Sea Cow like a Chinook?
Yeah, they should be on Black Hawk specials in the least, man. I don't know why.
That would be like sending a man into combat in Afghanistan without a modern rifle, but giving him a World War, let's say an M16 from Vietnam. Not a bad gun, but it's certainly not what they have today. It's not the M4 with the scope, is it?
Well, we can hope that they dipped out with the Black Hawk because they didn't trust their commander-in-chief coming back from that mission. Maybe that.
Wait, say that again. I missed that. Say it again.
Maybe we can only hope that maybe those guys didn't trust coming back here. Maybe they dipped out with that Black Box. I mean, they can disappear, man. So,
what were you saying? Some of the men survived and took the Black Box with them?
Yeah, maybe our guys didn't trust coming back. Maybe they didn't think they were coming back from that mission. They could have dipped out with that box and just disappeared. That's all, we can hope for that.
What do you mean? Some of them are still living?
We could only hope so.
They were cremated by your government. Your good, loving government cremated the bodies.
Well, I'm glad.
Something's wrong. Why would you cremate the bodies of Navy SEALs when they were not totally burned, according to Representative Chaffetz, who saw the pictures? These are important questions. Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. This should affect every American. It doesn't matter what your party affiliation is. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Here's a vote. Traffic, East Shore Freeway, westbound 80, University Avenue. Crash off to the right side. Look for a few brake lights, though. Still sluggish in the upper deck. Also northbound 101 out of Vermont now into San Francisco. We've got a Giants game making things sluggish. Northbound 680 South Main Street and Walnut Creek have a crash pushed into the center divide. And in the South Bay, southbound 280 connector to Guadalupe Parkway have an accident being reported. Also off to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fouch. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. La,
la, la, after a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack.
He gets his clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage Nation. Yes, the radio show can stop things, can start things, can change things. Right now we're in the doldrums, all of us, because we think it's hopeless, but it's never hopeless. Obama's on the ropes. His ratings are plunging because even the average moron is starting to see through Pinocchio. and they realize that as the veneer peels off, they see beyond the stucco and they see rotting wood underneath. They see the rotting wood underneath him, and they know that he's a fraud from top to bottom. And now we're talking about one of the greatest tragedies of his entire term in office, and that is the death of these Navy SEALs. Who put them on the helicopter? Why were they sent there without support? Why were they put on an old helicopter? Why were their bodies cremated? Why did they let an imam curse them in Arabic? Somebody did this to them. And now Representative Chaffetz alone, the only one who said he's going to hold a hearing on it. It's been going on for years now. I've been talking about it for years. I'm trying to blow some steam into the subject for years. Some days it's good, some days it's bad, some days you give up. And then today you wake up and it's like a burst of light comes through the tunnel. So what do you think? Do you think that there's something here, or do you think that I'm just being hysterical? I'm doing it just for ratings. Oh, yeah, he's just the right winger for ratings. Obama's a great man. He wouldn't do that. What do you really think? What do you really think? 855-407-2822. WABC in New York, Mike, you're next up. Fire away. Go ahead, please.
And Dr. Savage, this is an absolute disgrace that these men were put on that helicopter. I know people who served back a while ago, and they say all say the same thing. These men should not have been on this type of helicopter. Obviously, somebody knew something on that helicopter, and it was high intel information, and they did not want this getting out. Somebody in the Obama administration knew this, sent them on that mission. That mission was doomed as soon as it took off the ground.
So you're saying they killed everyone for one man? They wanted to kill one man, so they killed everybody?
It's very, very possible. Or it was some type of deal made with the Afghans or Pakistanis, some type of secret deal that they would send that helicopter there.
Is this country that rotten? Is this country that sick? Is this country that weak that we permit this to happen and we don't hear about it for 2 years until finally a Republican from Utah says, I'm going to hold a hearing? The answer is yes to all three. Stay in the line. I'll sell you a copy. Send you a copy of A Time for War for free. I'll sell it to you for zero down and zero a month. It's on the way to you. A Time for War. Pick it up. I wrote it dedicated to the Navy SEALs. Give it to someone of importance. Read it.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
But with this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop. This needs to stop.
You're listening to the con man in chief.
This moment does not require...
Turn it off, please. I can't listen to him. I know everything he says. I know politicians are what they are. With the very rare exception, there are some great men, some truly great men in Congress. But by and large, Obama is the epitome of what the word politician means in the negative. Here's a man who's saying that they're phony scandals, even though his poll numbers are collapsing, even in California. According to the fraudulent field poll, which is a front for the Democrat machine, even they said we better come out in front on this because we have no credibility at all anywhere. Even they're seeing a collapse in belief in Obama, not only on the economy because they know he's a fraud, but also on the foreign policy because of Benghazi. So I go on to the Drudge Report this morning and I see some news. America's middle class ranked 27th worldwide. Yeah, no kidding. Obama, the Leninist, has targeted the bourgeoisie since childhood, since he could think, since he was raised on the mother's milk of Lenin, Stalin, middle class, the bourgeoisie. And they say, oh, come on, don't be crazy. Okay, I'm crazy. Call me crazy. Two food stamp recipients added for every job created by Obama, the Leninist. Two food stamp recipients added for every job created by Obama, and he's giving a speech on the economy. But we're not talking about that. What are we talking about? I'm talking about a much more important story to me, which is Congress to probe a lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. Sounds benign, doesn't it? Well, if you just joined the show, it's not benign. There are too many questions. Why were the bodies cremated? Where's the black box? Why were they sent on an old helicopter? Why should you give a damn? But here's the real question to you. Do you want Michael Savage to continue on this story in this hour or not? Or shall I talk about Wiener? Shall I talk about the scourge of rape in the military, which is an invention, by the way, of the radical feminists trying to take over the military? See, they have redefined sexual assault to include, hey, honey, you've got nice legs. They mark that down on their little list as sexual assault so they can take over the military. I know what's going on. You can fool some of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool the savage man any of the time. That's all. What do you think? You want to talk? Do you want me to talk about this or not? It's your show. When I say we've gone from the Pentagon to the Pentagram in one administration, am I being harsh? Do you think Obama's the greatest commander-in-chief since, since Washington, Dwight D. Eisenhower? I mean, he's a great man. Obama's a great commander-in-chief. Look at what he's achieved. He killed Osama bin Laden. Now, it is true 30 warriors died in a crash that no one's talked about till now. But that's just an embarrassment. That's just an embarrassment. You want me to continue with this? Yes, and I need to know what you want me to do. I will not talk about the king's son. I could care less. I wish him well, but I don't give a damn. How's that? He's just another child on the planet Earth with a silver spoon in his yap. That's all. What do I care about the king's son? Or whatever he is. It means nothing to me. It's another child. A kid born in Watts in California has as much meaning to me as the king of England. The kid in Watts might be a better person for all I know. He'll have to struggle harder. When did we become a nation of royal watchers? Where'd this come from, the curtsying to the king and that group of flakes there in England? Where's this come from in my country? Or am I, again, out of touch with reality? I mean, you all love the king and royalty? Princess Diana, that with the flowers and the balloons. Remember that, the Princess Diana, the middle-class gusto? What was she about? That goofy, whatever, God rest her soul, let's forget it. I've never been a royal watcher. Pelosi sets hearing on race and justice. Pelosi sets hearing on race and justice. What a fraud. What an empty skirt she is. House Democrats will hold a hearing next week to weigh in on the Congress ruling on recent verdict of the George Zimmer trial. House Minority Leader, the dwarf Nancy Pelosi, announced the conversation on race and justice on July 30th on Capitol Hill. A broader conversation. She's not presiding over a hearing on the death of the Navy SEALs, the death of jobs, the death of the economy, the death of America's pride, the death of the middle class. Instead, she's pandering to the radicals in the gutter that don't even exist anymore. The scheduled panelists are the Southern Poverty Law Center founder, Morris Dees? Holy God. Oh, my God. Do you know who the Southern Poverty Law Center is? This is like consorting with criminals to me. But then it's one man's opinion. I agree, I'm out of touch with the mainstream. Or is it that they're out of touch with the mainstream? You want me to go on with this or not? Yes or no? Joanne on WMAL in Washington, you're going to determine whether I do this story this hour or not. Joanne on MAL in Washington, you want me to continue on the SEALs or not?
Michael, I think you need to continue with this. This is the first time I've heard this story, and this story makes me sick. It makes me sick because I have a family member serving in Afghanistan right now, and I can't imagine how those other family members who lost people are feeling about this cover-up. I'm just beside myself. I can't even...
Okay, hold on. You never heard about the death of the SEALs being put on this old helicopter, being cremated, black box missing, a Pentagon dummying up, won't answer a question, 2 years now, sweeping it under the tank. What part of the story is bothering you the most?
First off, the fact that the bodies were cremated.
Thank you. How about a Muslim imam cursing them in Arabic?
Unbelievable, but we have a Muslim president, so, you know. Anyway, the part that really makes me upset is, with our forensics the way they are today, is there some way they can go through the ashes and figure out whether there was any bullet fragment materials that's left in them?
No, I doubt it. All you have are ashes. You're not going to look at any evidence of a bullet wound in the skull.
I mean, I mean, some kind of residue.
I have someone on the air right. Hold on, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War by Michael Savage. Right now we have Charles Strange, the father of one of the SEALs, who is the principal of this entire event right now online. Charles, welcome to the Savage Nation. Our hearts go out to you. All I can tell you is that millions of people are grieving with you, certainly not feeling what you're feeling. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Thank you for putting it out there. Really appreciate it. We need the United States of America to stand up here and help us out here to get some answers. 30.
This was the largest death of Navy SEALs in the entire history of the SEAL units. Is that correct?
Yes.
And according to this report, Michael Strange told his father he was working on a will before he returned to Afghanistan. Why, Mr. Strange? Why was he working on a will?
Michael was home in June before he left to go over there. And the first time, then he was in almost 8 years. He was with SEAL Team 6, almost four. He grabbed me by the bicep, and he said, "Dad, I got a will." I said, "Mike, what are you talking about?" He said, "Dad, I'm not effing around." And da-da-da-da-da. Next day, we went over to his friend's house, and they had a pool and a big party. It was his birthday, June 6th. And he was same thing. He grabs me. He says, "Look, Dad, I'm telling you, I got this will written out." I said, "What's going on? You all right?" I said, "Get out. What's going on?" He's like, and he just looked at me. And then the last time I seen him was the end of the party, and he grabs me again. And he says the same thing. And then he stops in Fishtown at Aunt Maggie's house, my sister, and he talks about the will. And my sister says, what's going on, Michael? He said, something's going on with the team. Somebody's leaking some things out. Something's going on. But he went.
Oh, my God. I got chills through my whole body right now. I mean, I really am vibrating right now from my head to my toe. I never have this happen on the show. In my 19 years, maybe once this has happened. Your son knew he was being sent to his death?
They knew something was up. And every one of them, I know you talked to the Fawns, and the one guy, he used to tell his dad, "Make sure you got a lot of cold beer in the fridge, Dad. Don't drink it all." This time he grabs the father by the shoulders, looks him in the eyes, and thanks him for how he raised him.
Oh, God.
Yep. Another guy from the team, Kevin, he tells his mom something, same thing. Everybody left a different way.
Oh, my God. They were all going to their last mission?
Well, they knew something was up. Something was going on. And that's why I thank God for Jason Chavez and Daryl Issa and Lou Gomer. They've been instrumental. Me and my wife been down to Washington probably seven times with the Vaughns and Mr. Hamburger and Larry Klayman and Jet Lee's dad. Jet Lee was, they called Jet Lee, he was the dog handler. John Dugandera, because he looked like Jet Lee.
He was on the flight or what?
Yeah, he was on the flight. His dad, Sid, was there. He was on the flight with Bart, the dog.
Now, why is the fact that there was no, why was the helicopter's black box not found? What do you think that's about?
Well, in October, after it happened, in August it happened, in October, General Colt does the investigation, and we're in this room, and he's telling us what happened, and he said, "I went through a chain of command." So I raised my hand. I said, "Got the names of that chain of command?" And his neck snaps, and all the bigwigs are there, all the four stars, and they say, they make a fist like it's in a book. They give us a book. They said, "It's in the book, sir." I said, "About an after-action report." They said, "It's in the book." Then he says, I said, "What happened to the black box, which is really orange?" And he's looking at me, and he goes, "A flash flood came and washed the black box away."
I said, "Well, I heard that Christmas exists because I heard Santa Claus exists, too."
Yeah, right. Exactly. I found out that there's not only one black box on them Chinooks. There's one in the front, and there's one where the guys sit. And
well, look, you're the father, and I hear your wife in the background. Your hearts are heavy. What do you? I mean, what can I say to you that's going to not make you feel worse? Is the issue? I got to be very cautious here in this conversation. I don't want to make you feel worse than you do. What can I say that will help lift that pain?
Mike, if you can keep on your broadcast, keep talking about it, and help us demand answers. Obama's got to come, you know what I mean? I know you heard about me and Mr. Obama down in Dover when the bodies were coming in. He came up to me and he grabbed me by the shoulders and he said, Michael, change the way America lived. And I grabbed Mr. President by the shoulders and shook him. And I said, I don't need to know about my son. I need to know what happened. And I was crying and everything. And
oh, really? I'm surprised that the Secret Service didn't chop your hands off.
Nah, they grabbed me by the back. I'm a pretty big guy. Plus, I'm from Philly. You know what I mean, Mike? You know? And they grabbed me by the shoulders. And then Mr. President went to give me a hug. And I was crying and snots coming out of my nose. And I wiped my snots on his jacket.
Oh, bad. Oh, you're bad. That's good.
A moment of my husband.
What'd you say, hon? I want to hear your wife. Mrs. Strange, what'd you just say?
I said that's a moment that he likes to tell everybody.
You know, listening to the two of you gives me, I don't know, hope for this country that there are still people left that could raise a son of this quality, that have such dignity as you do in this time of tragedy, and could keep your heads up in the midst of this horrendous, horrendous hell that we're living through under this suspicious administration.
Unbelievable.
What about the so-called Muslim imam who gave an Islamic prayer? Who got the translators to find out what that imam said about the dead?
We've had, the Vaughns were big on that. We've had over 8 different translators. You know, and they condemned our sons as the white devils, infidels.
Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, my God. Were they given a Christian prayer, or that wasn't permitted by Obama, Commander-in-Chief?
They were, General Votel was there with all the men. There was a couple hundred men. They were in, like, a hangar in Afghanistan with all 38 bodies. And then they let this imam come in, and he's talking in Arabic.
But this happened in our country? This filth came into our country and cursed them in Arabic in our country? This throwback filth with his dirty robes?
This was actually a Bagram Air Force Base. Yeah,
in Afghanistan, that's what I thought. Look, I'm going to get worked up and emotional. I wind up losing my job in radio if I keep it up. I got to be careful because I'm at a breaking point right now with what's going on in this country. But to me, this is the last straw. I've been working on this for 3 years. It can't be as bad as you guys go through in one day. I understand that. But something's got to give. This farce has to come to an end. This charade has to be exposed. This clown has to be unmasked.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, they brought the Afghans over to Dover. Okay?
They brought the families over to Dover?
With the Afghan flag, they brought and flew them on the same plane as my stepson and all them other heroes. Now they.
Oh, boy. Guys, could you stay on about 3 minutes? I want to come back. You're listening to the parents of one of the SEALs, but not just one of the SEALs. They're all equal in the minds of America, but the people who with the Vaughns have been most vocal in demanding answers. I'll be right back on the Savage
Join
Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get an Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And, why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous, and it's all thanks to Ovation, because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow-dried it, jumped in chlorine with it, everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy. And I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again. And now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair. And I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the Private Sector Destruction Agency.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Over 175 million downloads and counting. iHeartRadio is one of the most successful apps because it's free and it plays your favorite station right from your iPhone, iPad, Android, BlackBerry, and more. Just download iHeartRadio and get to playing. This station and over 1,500 of the best live and local stations from cities large and small. It's everything you love about radio right on your mobile device. Download now at iHeartRadio.com.
Hot Talk 560.
One of the greatest military mysteries of our time. And online with us were the parents of Mr. Strange, one of the Navy SEALs who was sent to his death in Afghanistan. A death that's suspicious, been covered up by the military, that's come to light today because Representative Chaffetz of Utah is going to hold hearings on this issue. And the parents will be back with us at 34. I want to ask them about Navy SEAL Michael Strange, what he was like as a boy, how they raised him, how he became a SEAL. I want to find out more about that, and I want the man to live for us. Maybe their bodies were cremated after being burned by the military. But their spirits will live on the Savage Nation today. And we'll talk more about this crime. I want to know why they were cremated. I want to know where the black box is. I want to know why the six Afghanis aboard were not of the same name as on the manifest. Who were they? There are no answers to these questions. But the biggest question to an amateur like me is, why were they put on a slow-flying sea cow like a Chinook?
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fonks on Talk 560 KSFO. A Miami woman is facing extradition to the South Bay on charges that she scammed a divorcee out of almost $850,000 by promising to protect her from voodoo curses. Santa Clara County prosecutors are charging 33-year-old Peaches Miller with grand theft and extortion in connection with the alleged scam on a Sunnyvale woman. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has issued a new permit to people who put on the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert. It will increase the capacity for Burning Man from 56,000 to 68,000 people. It will also allow the festival to continue through at least 2016. Taking a look at the roadways, Hayward eastbound 92 Industrial Boulevard crash. Looks like it started in the center divide, then it's moved off the freeway. Hayward PD may be blocking a lane on the off-ramp there. A northbound 87 Capitol Expressway have some debris floating around in the right lane. I'm Dave Fouts, South Track 560 KSFO.
If you don't know where to go, well, I have got the perfect show. It's topical, you'll split to gut, and they've got Kim Kardashian's butt. Don't forget dear Peyton William and their baby worth gazillions. There is one thing left to do. Call 421-4222 or go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Any evidence that you see...
Liberals loathe him.
That government spending...
But he could care less.
...is an effective, efficient way to create jobs.
John Hannity. Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
John Hannity.
The thrill of victory.
Oh, I will admit.
And the agony of defeat.
It kind of hit me this weekend. Just kind of caught up to me. Bam! Ow! I woke up this morning, and I felt great. It just evaporated. I'm ready to fight again.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm not going down the road of depressed and wringing my hands and woe is me, because in life, you've got to add perspective to things. Now, you can't lose an election and not be concerned. That's not panic, though.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Walker's Shortbread. Walker's Shortbread has been family-owned since the late 1800s. They're committed to baking the very best quality shortbread and cookies using the freshest, finest, all-natural ingredients. They're known worldwide for their superior quality and authentic butter taste. And they're easy to find with their distinctive tartan packaging. Walker's Shortbread are great for family gatherings, summer parties, and hostess gifts. Always consistent and always delicious. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Drager's, Knob Hill, Rayleigh's, and Bel Air Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekin's Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Every once in a while, radio reaches a new level. We're talking about a scandal even greater than Benghazi. We're talking about the death of 22 Navy SEALs who were sent to their death in Afghanistan. There's been no investigation. I've been calling for one for 3 years. I dedicated my novel, A Time for War, to this story, hoping to trigger some kind of response. And today I learned Congress is going to probe this crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. With us right now is Charlie Strange, whose son Michael was among those killed. We've been having a conversation that is electrifying. Charles, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Mike.
Really, so, Charles, tell us what your son Michael was like. Let's let the people hear what kind of boy he was. If it's not too painful, I don't want to do it if it's going to, you know, cause you too much grief.
No, but Mike, I would like to tell you something that it's going to be breaking news that I went over with Jason Chavez. Is that when it happened August 6th, the Navy kept telling us everybody has to be cremated. Everybody has to be cremated. And in December, I called Dover and I asked for the autopsy reports, and they sent us a disc with the pictures too. And Michael jumped out of the helicopter. Michael was fighting for his life. I have pictures of him, and I showed them to Jason Chavez, and he picked right up on it. He said he was intact.
What do you mean? You mean he jumped out of the helicopter after it crashed? He was still living?
He was fighting. He had a gun in his hand, Mike.
And you have a picture of that, and yet they cremated his body?
Yes.
What sense does that make? Why would they do that? What would they be covering up if he was living when the helicopter went down? So they wouldn't be covering up that he was executed aboard the helicopter by the Afghanis. So what were they covering up?
Right. You know what that did to me, Mike? My son was there fighting for his life. And they didn't even send in the rescue team right away. I got it in the paperwork. They held them back. This was all planned, Mike. I have it in the paperwork. You know?
Wait a minute. Normally when there's a crash like this, they send in a helicopter to pick up the survivors or to help them, right?
Correct.
Okay, now there was no chase helicopter, no support, nothing?
Nothing.
So you're saying they planned to execute your son and the others on purpose?
100%, sir. 100%. Petraeus left 10 days after it happened. He disappeared to the CIA, and then Benghazi happened. Admiral Eric Olson, he left 2 days after the crash, August 8th. But you know what that's like to see my son? He was laying there with a gun in his hand. I'll show you the pictures, you know. And then in the report, General Colt that did the investigation said, was there any survivors? And the son of a bitch says, well, we have a 30 to 45-second video of a body cool down. So they watched my son die? That's what it says. I'm not military. It's in the paperwork. It's what they gave me. All I have is what they gave me.
So what, the general said that we have a picture of a body? That's all he said?
A video. a video of a body cooling down. 30 to 45 seconds. It's in the paperwork. See,
I don't understand. If this helicopter was shot down by an RPG, as the military claims, your son survived that crash and was fighting to the end with a gun in his hand? Was he the only one who was there with the gun?
There was eight of them that jumped out.
Oh, my God. And then they were killed by the Afghanis who were waiting for them? Is that it?
That's what it seems like.
Oh, God.
Jason.
Wait, hold it. It says, Strange says insurgents were boasting on the Internet they had taken out Team 6 shortly after the helicopter crashed. So they were boasting that after the craft went down, they were waiting for them and shot them up.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Well, this scandal is greater than Benghazi, and there have to be answers to these questions. Look, you're not the only ones calling for questions anymore. The Ray Vaughan was on the show a while ago, and now he's going around. You're going around. Are the other parents going around with this, Charles?
We have probably about nine, because a lot of the parents can't take it, you know, and a lot of them, and this is the first time I'm going to say this in public, but a lot of them are getting threatened by the command.
Well, I was going to ask you that. That was the next question that was on my mind. Threatened in what way?
They told the wives to tell the parents not to go with Mr. and Mrs. Strange, or them checks could stop, or that little, the kid that don't have a father now might not get a scholarship for college. Yeah. And then here you go, Mike. This is going to be in the paper. Michael got the Medal of Valor. This week, the second highest there is, right? I wasn't invited.
What?
Yep.
Who was invited?
His mother. I'm remarried. This is Michael's stepmom with me.
Why wouldn't they invite the father and the mother? What was that? Because you spoke out, you mean? You're supposed to sit there and just... You're supposed to keep your mouth shut? Is that it? Well, why would they want you to keep your mouth shut if they're so proud of the SEALs? What are they hiding?
Right. What did they know, Mike?
Yeah, what did they know and when did they know it and why did they send the Navy SEALs on this mission, which more and more, I can see why Representative Chaffetz is chomping at the bit to go with this. Yeah. Now, you don't fear for your safety, do you, Mr. Strange?
Oh, yeah, at times. My phone's tapped. I get different text messages pop up with numbers. You can hear them. You can hear them clicking. And
we've been threatened by the government, by the Taliban. Yeah.
You know, the Taliban put on after it happened, after they killed Bin Laden, that every SEAL Team 6 and their bloodline will be wiped out. It was on the Internet.
Oh.
We've been threatened by our own government.
And I've been threatened by the command. They should knock it off, Mr. Strange. And like they said, they ain't going to invite me to none of the events. And sure enough, my son gets the Medal of Valor, and they don't invite me.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Oh, my God. It's worse than I fear.
Yeah.
It's worse. You know, some nights I lay awake, Michael, and I say, is it my imagination running wild that Obama is playing for the other team and that we've been penetrated to that extent, or am I just... getting taken in by all of this strange behavior and strange events. And then a show like this comes along, and folks like you come on the show out of the blue, because I didn't invite you. I didn't know how to reach you, and you were listening, or someone must have told you we were covering it, and then you called the show. And I ask myself, wait a minute now. Maybe it's far worse than I think it is.
It is. It's a lot worse than what you think it is.
It's a lot worse. You know?
Well, let me say this. I hope that Fox News has you on. They have a large audience. Have any of the producers of Fox News invited you on?
From my understanding, they were talking to our Larry Klayman, our attorney.
All right, good, 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 good. He's a good guy. He's doing a great job. He's a bulldog. He's a bulldog. Maybe some of the good people at Fox News will cover this instead of Anthony Weiner's shenanigans. Look, folks, is there anything else you want to say right now? I mean, I'm trying to raise the awareness. That's all I could do. What would you like them to do at this time to demand answers? What can they do?
Have everybody call to Congress. Mike, please keep on talking about it. This is, like you said earlier, you know, the biggest loss ever in the history of naval
SEALs. Yeah, war. That's right. More Navy SEALs killed in this one mission than in the history of the Navy SEALs, all under Obama. And by the way, here's the part that bothered me. During the campaign, I begged the Republican candidate to bring this up during the debates, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't come on my show, and he wouldn't bring this up. He let Obama crow about killing Osama bin Laden, but he wouldn't say, excuse me, Mr. Obama, you were also commander-in-chief when all those Navy SEALs died. I told him what to say through third parties, and they would not even send him the message.
Of course not. No, they hadn't. He would have made a big change in the voting, because let me tell you, Obama bin Laden is no good, man. He knows. For him to say to me, Michael changed the way America lived, and then for the command guys to tell me, Michael knew what only four people in the world know. This is like August 10th.
Now, you're saying the president held you when you were crying at the funeral at Dover Air Force Base, and he took you by the shoulders to tell you how great your son was? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And then I grabbed him.
I want you to repeat to America what you said, Mr. Strange. What did you say to Mr. Obama?
Mr. Obama came up and put his hands on my shoulders, and he said, Michael changed the way America lived. And I grabbed Mr. Obama by the shoulders, and I said, I started to shake him. I said, I don't need to know about my son. I need to know what happened to my son. And I'm crying, and snot's coming out of my nose, and the Secret Service guys let go of me, and he went to give me a hug, and I wiped the snots on his side while I was hugging him, and I whispered in his ear. I said, how about a congressional inquiry about this? And Mr. Obama whispered in my ear, and I could feel his lips touching my ears. He said, Mr. Strange, we're going to look into this very, very, very deep. And he's never...
You know, now listen, let's be fair to the issue. He may not even know what happened. I wouldn't say he was behind this. Let's not rush to judgment. There could have been elements within the military he may not even know about who are responsible. I mean, let's be fair to the issue here. I don't like his politics, but I don't know that he kind of sat in a room and planned this either. Something's wrong with the picture. We got to get to the bottom of it. Mr. and Mrs. Strange, all I can tell you is that our hearts go out to you. I know it sounds like just a hackneyed pap that you're hearing, but you have changed America tonight on the Savage Nation. The only token that I can give you, I'm sending you not a copy of A Time For, which I dedicated to your son and all the other SEALs. Would you mind if I sent you a case of the books for free so you can give them out to your friends and family so they can then spread the message about what happened there?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, let's hope to God. Thank you, and God bless you for producing a son that you did, the son that you did. God bless Mr. and Mrs. Strange and all the other families who lost their loved ones on that helicopter that night. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no follow-up words. I have to sit and absorb. I have to touch my dog. And I have to think about what happened to my country and how we save it, how we save what's left before there's nothing left to save. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples bundles. Free shipping and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you? They're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Going back to my Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
.com 859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
dinovite.com.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Well, the fiscal cliff is really old news, but the bottom line is that for you and me, hey, we're going to see more money coming out of our pockets to pay for all this stuff. I'm Brian Sussman, and I'm concerned about my financial planning. I want a good game plan. How about you? One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci. A local independent financial advisor, whatever your tax bracket is, you can expect more taxes out of your pocket. And as the new economic policies play out, hey, what's your best move for financial planning and retirement? Pat Vitucci, 15 offices around the Bay Area. We've done many seminars together. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Oh,
playing Mozart's Requiem in honor of all the Navy SEALs gutted by the Obama administration. I can't beat Mozart. It's the Savage Nation. I'm a bit of an emotional wreck right now, to be honest with you. So I'll read the prologue to my novel, and you'll understand why I wrote it. It's 2 pages long. I tried to fictionalize what the men felt on that helicopter as it went down. Not having been there, I'm sure I'm off the mark. Tangi Valley, Afghanistan. Chief Petty Officer James Grant sat in the rattling red canvas seat among the 38 of his fellow SEALs as the CH-47D Chinook slashed across the dusty valley. He didn't really see the men sitting across from him, wasn't aware of the white sunlight coming through the big windows, washing color from the cabin, except for the bright red, white, and blue of the flag stretched across the roof 3 feet above him. Some genetic part of him was always aware of Old Glory wherever he was, wherever it was, however small or large, whether it was a grocer's lapel pin or high on a staff. But right now, ferrying the quick reaction team to a firefight, James Grant wasn't thinking of the present. He did what he always did when the uncertainty of the war closed in, when nothing was guaranteed but the present, this moment. I can't read it. I just can't read. I can't do anything right. I'm a wreck. I can't do anything. I'll take some calls. Truthfully, I'm a wreck. Jules in Florida, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I believe our SEAL Team 6's 22 bodies that were cremated to hide the truth.
Okay, but what is that truth? If we heard from the Mr. Strange that his son was a survivor with 6 others who jumped out of the helicopter after a crash and then they were executed by the Taliban, what's this about then? They were sent there as sacrificial lambs?
Yes, they were. And I believe that there's meaning behind the name of the mission of Extortion 17.
Extortion 17, the name of the mission. Who gives those names to these missions?
Well, it's generally dictated by computers. However, I would like to know who named this particular mission of Extortion 17. And
ma'am, you sound as though you know something. You sound as though you know something that you're trying to tell us. Why would they name this mission Extortion 17, a mission in which everyone dies?
Because that was the objective. That's what they wanted to happen.
So the enemy was extorting the military? They had something on somebody, and they said, you give us these men and we won't release it or we won't do something?
That is correct.
Now, you speak with a certain degree of certainty. Why is that?
Because I believe we have an enemy within, and I believe the enemy within is within our own leadership. And
well, you know that Mr. Panetta is no longer in the Defense Department. He did his job. He cut the military off at the legs.
Yep.
And he did his job and went back to his left-wing think tank on the West Coast. He served the president well. And now we have a new defense secretary, another Dr. Strangelove in there, who's now cutting the legs off altogether, leaving only a trunk.
So who's dictating this to, you know, it rolled downhill.
I don't know. But Representative Chaffetz says he wants to get to the bottom of this. God bless you. I'll send you a copy of A Time for War. As I said at the beginning, I'll say it at the end. I got an email this morning from Grace Vuto, who's been writing about it in the World Tribune. She said, it's fun to win once in a while, isn't it? She said, you led the way. Your book pushed it forward. Isn't it fun to win once in a while? We've won nothing. There is pure evil. There is pure evil. Like a Dracula flying over America. Pure, unadulterated evil.
Savage.
Negative.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the third hour of The Savage Nation for July 24th, 2013. Welcome to the Good Wednesday. I have good news for you. Congress is going to probe the crash of that helicopter that killed how many? 30 Americans in Afghanistan, including many members of the Navy's Elite SEAL Team Unit 6. I've been talking about it for 2 years. I'm the one who started this ball rolling. And just as I got to the bottom of, and stopped, by the way, the Dubai ports deal, I pray to God Congress finds out who put all those SEALs on that helicopter and sent them to their death. And whoever did it should be given the death sentence. You heard me. Not fired. Not moved to the University of California at Berkeley. Not sent to Harvard University. Not sent to Georgetown, but sent to the gas chamber. Somebody killed those people. As sure as I'm sitting here, somebody put all those SEALs on a helicopter after they caught Osama bin Laden and killed them, and they were sent to their deaths. For years I've been talking about it. I wrote a novel about it called A Time for War, which if you cared a whit about America, you would have bought by now and given to a friend. A Time for War, a thriller. I try to fictionalize it because no one gave a damn for years. But now, finally, years after the deadly deaths of these SEALs, Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican Utah, chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, is going to dive into this. And the parents of the dead SEALs want justice. This is what's on the Savage Nation today. This is what's on MichaelSavage.com. This is what should be on your mind. Obama plummets in latest polls. Even in California, the president is in free fall. Gee, I wonder why. The incompetence finally caught up with him, the corruption, the IRS scandals, the incompetent idiot in the White House, play-acting at being president all these years. Meanwhile, in New York, the circus goes on with Anthony Weiner and the wife, Huma. The man belongs in a mental hospital. Savage coins phrase, we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation. Michael Savage is number one in America in online listening, in case you missed it. What about Detroit, the city of Obama's dreams? What does Obama have to do with Detroit? Everything. His idea for America is what was done for Detroit. Bailing it out, government subsidies, public spending, bankrupt, gone. Okay. Lawmakers are battling over a push to create a military chaplain for atheists. How does that work out? What kind of chaplain do you have for atheists? What else is on MichaelSavage.com? 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses, said George Washington Carver. Yeah, read some of the statements of the great African Americans in history instead of these con men that we have now running things like Al Sharptongue. Also on MichaelSavage.com, go to the bottom left and read a review of A Time for War. Why? I want you to buy it. Why don't I want you to buy it? It will not put any gas in my tank. It may put the truth into your bonnet. I got this email this morning. Dear Michael Savage, something to celebrate came from Grace Vuto. Congress will investigate that crash. There's a story on Drudge right now confirming this. I have been working with the families and was kept in the loop about their trip to D.C. I will soon be writing my own story in this. I just thought I would share the news right away. Since you led the way early on, your book pushed it forward again. We wrote about it on World Tribune several times, and the story gained more and more traction. Isn't it fun to win once in a while? Dr. Grace Vuto, editor of Politics and Culture, WorldTribune.com. I've been talking about this for 2 years now. Finally today, a ray of light at the end of the tunnel, Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. Sometimes you get the feeling you're the only one trumpeting a certain story. You're the only one talking about it. You feel no one's listening. You feel no one cares. You feel there's apathy. And then you find out there's a breakthrough. Out of nowhere, there's a breakthrough. It's like a lone soldier on a battlefield where everyone else is gone, but he won't give up his gun. I didn't give up my... I will not leave this machine gun until the enemy comes out of their foxholes, and we think that the enemy is within. We think the enemy is inside the Pentagon. You think I'm alone on this? You're wrong. It's way out of Michael Savage's hands now. It's in the hands of Congress. They're going to hold a hearing. They're going to find out who put these seals on that helicopter. And all hell is going to be paid when those Navy SEALs find out. There are thousands of SEALs and their families in this country who are hungering to find out who did it to their brothers in arms. They will find you. They will find you. From the Pentagon to the Pentagram in one administration. That's what we have. You know what I'm talking about. Let's see if we can get the rest of you lassoed into this program. I know it's not about Wiener. It's not about Huma. It's not about Obama's lies about jobs. What does he know about creating jobs? How does he know about that? He's a left-wing fanatic. He's never created a product or service in his life. Nothing. All he knows how to do is spend your money. That's not creating jobs. That's stealing money. That's what he's going to talk about. So I wrote my novel a couple of years ago, Time for War. It's out in paperback. Let's say 1 million copies sold tomorrow because of this show. It wouldn't change my lifestyle. It might raise the public awareness. People might start saying, hey, wait a minute. Have you heard about the Chinook helicopter that was carrying a squad of Navy SEALs that plummeted to Earth in Afghanistan? Did you? Did you read the book that broke the story in a fictional way called A Time for War by Michael Savage when no one wanted to listen to him? He was so angered and anguished over it. He heard the cries of the SEALs' families. Remember I had the Vaughns on before anyone knew them? You can't imagine what pain this might be. Do you have any idea what kind of pain the families of the SEALs might be feeling? Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm only one man. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the SEALs were put on that Chinook helicopter because they didn't have any other helicopters to give them because maybe a fat-ass general was in from Washington and needed to fly to see a hooker somewhere in Afghanistan, and he took the good helicopter. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's just because some fat-ass general who long ago never fired a shot to begin with was in there to check on the contracting game. I hope I'm wrong. But I doubt that I'm wrong. I doubt that I'm wrong. But I could be wrong. Every man is capable of being wrong. I don't doubt myself, but I hold open the potential that I am not 100% right. Where is the black box? Why were the bodies cremated? Why were they all put on one helicopter? Why was there not a chase helicopter? Why was there not a helicopter that came in to save them after the helicopter went down to recover the bodies? Tell me, have any answers to that? There was no eye in the sky tracking the Chinook. Why not? The tragedy of Extortion 17 is a tragedy for all Americans. How many of the 22 Navy SEALs who died in that raid were part of the Bin Laden operation in Pakistan? One source said there were at least a couple on that helicopter who were involved in both. Chaffetz said he's looking into how the Pentagon handled the situation post-attack. During a ceremony at Bagram Air Base for the 38 killed, the deceased Afghan soldiers were loaded onto planes with the bodies of the U.S. forces. You're not going to believe what I'm about to read you. A so-called imam from hell muttered an Islamic prayer that a so-called imam from hell, a hell-worshipping imam, I can't even say it anymore, a hell-worshipping piece of garbage, named an imam, chanted an Islamic prayer that included language on U.S. soldiers burning in hell. May he drop dead. The families of the dead SEALs later used translators to find out what the imam had said. Chaffetz called those series of events inappropriate. So an imam tells them in his throwback way that the SEALs should die in hell and we take this? He chants in Arabic that they should die in hell and we take this? This is what we're doing with the best and the brightest that we have in this country? This is what you call a commander-in-chief? This fraud in the White House surrounded by these, well, you know something, there's only so much I can say and so much I want to say. I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. I'm in a sweat right now. Now, I'm going to read you more of this story because as you hear it, your hair will suddenly turn white, your ears will start to turn red, and maybe your blood will start to pound within your veins again when you realize what has been done to our heroes by this corrupt administration that, in my opinion, is playing for the other team. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
You believe in big government? That's what you vote for. You're perfectly fine to vote for whatever you want.
Mark Levin.
But if you think I'm going to shut up over it, you're dead wrong.
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bank bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offer and Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now.
You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Been a hard day's night for me. I couldn't wait for this show. Congress to probe crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. When I saw it on a Drudge Report this morning, I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 years I've been a man alone in the desert, like Moses wandering in the desert, trying to get the attention of the Israelites to pay attention to what's going on to get their mind off the golden calf. So maybe, just maybe, there'll be a hearing. But, you know, what is a hearing? You need hearing aids for the Democrats. They're tone deaf. You think they care about the SEALs? They wrap themselves in the flag and then go on to their next scam. Do you think it was an accident? Do you think someone in the government sent the SEALs to their death? And why? Why were the bodies cremated? Have you ever heard of a thing like that? The military cremating a boy's body after they're killed in combat? I never heard of it. All of them cremated? Why? What were they hiding? I'll tell you what they were hiding. Those six Afghanis put on that helicopter who died with them were jihadis, and they shot the SEALs to death on the helicopter. Then the helicopter was blown up. How's that for a fictional account? Does it make your heart pound? Does your hair stand up? Does your blood race? Well, good, then I'm a good fiction writer. Pay no attention to me. Get your news from NBC and CBS. CNN, get your news from all of the mainstream channels. Don't pay any attention to Michael Savage. Although the show is the number one on the radio, the number one show digitally on the radio is my show, the one you're listening to right now. But don't pay any attention to it. You go to the mainstream media for your information. That's where you're going to get all of your good information about your great commander-in-chief and all that he's doing for the military and all he's doing for the national security and all that he's doing for everything else. I got a call this morning, a joke call. Guy said to me, did you hear that Zimmerman has gone to court today to change his name? I said, really? To what? To Benghazi. I said, why would he do that? He said, because if he changes his name to Benghazi, Obama will never try to find him. I said, that's funny. Let's take your calls on this tragedy of the SEALs. And again, I'm going to hammer you on. Go to the bookstore. Buy A Time for War. Read the first chapter. Try to understand how important this is. Give the book to someone in the military. There's much more here than meets the eye. That is why I dedicated the book. The novel now. This was a novel. I try to get you to, you know. Oh, do you really care what I'm doing? Does anyone give a damn? Am I alone on this or should I move on? Maybe I'll talk about Wiener. How about some Wiener jokes? Would that please you? Or some entertainment tonight? Nope, I'm going to stick to this. I'll stick to this. Mississippi Jerry, WTMO, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. I think I just hung up on him. I hit it twice.
You're Savage.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank you for raising hell about the Benghazi and about the Navy SEALs. I've tried to call you many, many times over the past 5 years. I finally got through, and I want to thank you for ringing that bell. Just keep ringing
up. So although I'm a boy from New York City with a heavy New York accent, you and I speak the same language, I guess.
Yes, sir. We're on the same page.
Yeah. You see, this is the thing I love about my radio show. It actually makes my eyes well up with happiness because there is a Savage Nation out there. There is a connectivity. There are millions of people out there who think the way I do. I'm not alone. They've just been silenced by the illegitimate. So that's it, my friend, my brother from another mother. What do you think about this? Mac in Pennsylvania on WWIQ out of Philly. Mac, you're next up. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, thank you so much for taking my call. I worked with those guys, got up close and personal with them when I was down in Puerto Rico. The Mach Terra terrorists shot up a van of innocent unarmed sailors. And it might have even been Dickie Marcenko himself who ordered the SEALs to come in to get me from port operations to go over to Vieques Island to quell a riot because I'm bilingual, I speak fluent Spanish, and then we went dead in the water. after that, I did 5 tours in the Persian Gulf and was working with them over there. I was in a special ops unit, a communications contingency, and I survived landmines, scuds, snipers, and it could have very well been me. And the fact that you're home for my fallen comrades, it just speaks volumes. And I'm really glad you're giving me an opportunity to launch for those that can't speak for themselves, for those that came back in body bags, for those that are being put back together in Bethesda and Walter Reed, and for this president and this rotten sidekick of his, I call him Cue Ball, for making that terrible comment to the grieving father over a dying son. If it had been my son, it would have taken 8 seconds, and there would have been nothing left of that, his assistant. And I'm just so glad you're out there for us. Let me give a shout-out to Marcenko, Ray Green, and Smitty. Just keep up the good work, Doc, really. You're doing a tremendous job. And
well, Mac, let me tell you something. I got to say this to you and everyone listening. I don't go out much. I basically am a loner at this phase of my life, but I went out about 3 weeks ago to a party in the woods somewhere in Marin County, and amongst the group was some former sniper SEALs, older guys, and they said, Michael, we want to shake your hand. They said, we all listen to you. Now, I have no idea. You got to understand, Mac, this has to be one of the loneliest jobs in the world. You sit alone in front of a microphone. You don't know who your audience is. And when he said that to me, I said, you know what? I will not feel alone ever again. If I can only do service for those who give me such service, who keep the hordes of the Islamic terrorists away from our throats, I will do so until the last day that I'm on the radio. You know, and then I got to go to the next step. I look around at what's being done to this military, the morale by Obama, what he's doing. It started with Leon Panetta slashing the military, putting gays into the military, decimating the morale of the military. It's not just about cutting the budget. It's about cutting the hamstring of the military. They want the military to be functionless. If this keeps up, by the time this clown is finished, the military will have lost all its pilots and all of its special operators. They will just leave. They will not serve a man like this. And then what will be left? A group of screaming feminists and homosexuals? Is that what's going to be left in the military? Now, why do I give a damn? I'm only a radio talk show. What the hell do I care? What's in it for me? I'm only going to make more enemies. What do you think, I'm making friends here? I'm only going to make more enemies. I'm not making any friends. Those who like me, and those who hate me anyway. You think they're going to like me more for saying these things? So what am I doing it for? Because I'm a fool, I guess. I guess I need to dig myself into a deeper trench. No, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to wake America up. I feel like a trumpeter. I feel like I'm blowing a trumpet in the streets of America, saying, wake up, America. You are being taken over lock, stock, and barrel from the top down. But then again, I could be wrong. Savage might be wrong. I'm only one man. I don't know anyone who really knows what happened. Do you? Is there anyone listening who really knows what happened? Why were the bodies cremated? Where's the black box? Can you answer those questions?
Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Google wants to bring free Wi-Fi to 31 San Francisco parks. The internet giant and San Francisco supervisor Mark Farrell announced a partnership for service today. The $600,000 gift from Google will cover the cost of the equipment, installation, and maintenance of wireless capabilities for 2 years. Oakland police are warning people about a rash of purse snatchings in the downtown area. They're concerned because several people have been injured trying to resist their attackers. Taking a look at the roadways right now, not bad really, just the road work setting up all over. Let's start in Vacaville, westbound 80 Merchant, also Old Davis Road. There's going to be road work there. Westbound 580 North Flynn Road, tire debris in the third lane from the left. And we've got road work also for San Jose, northbound 101 at Capitol Expressway. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Twitter user @Janae_Boyles tweeted, "I hate my car with a passion. Hashtag untrustworthy." Janae, good thing it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on the Accord, which has been on Car and Driver's 10 Best List a record 27 times. That means you can focus that passionate hatred on other things, like sunburns and broccoli.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Car and Driver, January 2013. See dealer for financing details.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
By now, all of you know that I believe the crash of the Chinook helicopter in Afghanistan that claimed the lives of 30 people, including 25 Special Forces members, mainly our Navy SEALs. I know it's not been properly investigated, and I wrote a novel about it called A Time for War. And those who are responsible for putting all of these SEALs on this helicopter have not been brought to justice. I felt so strongly about this tragedy. That is how I opened my novel, A Time for War, as I said. But there's plenty of unanswered questions, not just about this crash, which looks like an assassination, but also about our so-called rules of engagement and how we're going about fighting the so-called war on terror by Obama. Coming back to the Savage Nation is the father of one of those fallen American heroes, Billy Vaughn, who has not stopped looking for these answers, and whose new book, Betrayed, Exposing the High Cost of the War on Terror, gives us some details on what happened that night and shines a little light on how our troops are being compromised by the very people who should be protecting them the most. Billy Vaughn, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much, sir, and it's certainly a pleasure and an honor to be with you tonight.
Mr. Vaughn, What have we learned about this, well, some call it tragic incident. I call it this assassination of our SEALs.
Well, since I was with you, since Karen and I were with you the last time, we've learned quite a few things. Actually, we know that that night, obviously, you already knew they were running a National Guard helicopter, but as they went into an HLZ, hot landing zone, there was no pre-assault fire. After the chopper was shot down, they didn't take out the guys who fired the RPGs because of the rules of engagement. We also know that there were 7 Afghan commandos on the chopper who were not the same men as the names listed on the manifest. We've also learned that most, if not all of our high-level military are quite comfortable with the rules of engagement in the way that our special operators are fighting this war in Afghanistan. And all of that is very troubling and disturbing.
Why was there no support for the men on this helicopter?
We do know that there were no escorts out, and that out in front of the chopper, and that is standard operating procedure. I don't know if there were not. We've not gotten an answer on that. I don't know if there were not choppers available at the forward operating base. There had been 2 escorts go out on the first part of the mission with the Rangers, but those 2 escorts had stayed in the battle space there and were overhead. And they sent the SEALs out without any escort at all. And what was supposed to happen is the ones who were already there were supposed to go over and pick them up. But that didn't, obviously, they didn't get the landing zone cleared properly before the chopper came in to land. And it was a very, very expensive, very tragic loss there because it wasn't done properly.
You say part of the problem is the shift from trying to win the war to trying to winning their hearts and minds. Sounds like Vietnam all over again. You cannot win the hearts and minds of throwbacks. They have no hearts and they have no minds. All they have is hate.
Yeah, I, truthfully, I don't know how long ago that started, but Karen and I were in Virginia Beach in October of 2011 for a debriefing held for the parents and the spouses of all the men who were killed on Extortion 17 from the Army, from the Air Force, and from the Navy. And one of the fathers asked, why didn't we use a drone strike that night? And I'm not saying at all whether we should have or shouldn't, but the answer that he was given by 3-star Admiral Robert Harwood, that Admiral Harwood gave to all the families there as he turned and said, because we want to win their hearts and minds. And, you know, that day we were still, a lot of us still in shock. We were raw. Nobody responded. But that has haunted me ever since because it makes it sound like to the families and to our warriors that it's more, we are willing to sacrifice our warriors' lives as long as we are able to gain the favor of the Afghans. And, you know, that's just not acceptable.
You've been asked to remain silent on what you found out in this book. By who?
We have had a little bit of pressure on us about speaking out and that's correct, and asked not to speak out and not to speak about these things. And they've actually used it to me under the ridiculous heading or whatever of, you know, not talking about the Navy SEALs. And there has been so much said by the Obama administration, by the media, and by others in government about the Navy SEALs since the death of bin Laden that it's just totally ludicrous to ask common citizens like Karen and I or other people not to talk about what we know when they have disclosed their identifications, identities, they've made movies about them. Joe Biden has committed a breach of national security. Leon Panetta did the same. Yet, it's just like everything else in D.C., they want to come down on the common man and the citizen, let us live by different rules than what they themselves are willing to live by.
Well, obviously the problem is in the lack of leadership. How far up does this problem really go?
Well, I can tell you it at least goes up to the admirals and the generals. We had a 4-star admiral in our home in January who indicated to us that he was absolutely fine with the way that we were operating in Afghanistan, and he mentioned two or three other generals there and said they're all good men and we're good on this, you know, and it's at least that far. But if it's that far, it has to come from the other way. It's not how far up it goes, I don't believe. It's how far down it comes. It's come from the top, and it's bled down, and it's bled down into a lot of these upper echelon officers who, I believe now, tragically so, have become political. And it's clear the information that we're getting from the guys on the ground, from retired Rangers, retired SEALs, who, by the way, have said they've gotten out because of the rules of engagement, because they don't want to be sacrificed, and even from some active men, they certainly don't agree with these rules at all. They've given, since Karen and I have spoken out, many have contacted us through anonymous means and such, and told us stories that are absolutely horrifying about the way that we're having to operate over there. So it's not how far up it goes, it's how far down it's come, I believe.
Okay, what do you hope people will take away from your new book, Betrayed? It's an important book.
What I hope is it's going to take the American citizen to change what's going on in our military. I know that you know and your listeners know that in every area across this nation, across this republic, our citizens are being demoralized, they're being beaten down, our institutions are being torn apart. And through the death of our son, Karen and I have realized the same thing is going on in our military. And the problem is, if we lose our military, all the rest of those things don't make any difference if we lose our security. So what we hope to gain is an awareness, a national awareness, among people like us who didn't realize how bad it really was, that can give a cry out to Washington, D.C. and to the military and tell them and demand that we want rules of engagement, we want the proper equipment for our warriors, we want our warriors to be able to fight in ways that are more favorable to them than to the enemy. What we have done in this country, in this government, and in the upper areas of this military is we have made a primitive enemy formidable to our warriors because we've leveled the playing field so much, and it can't continue to go on. Our men and women, I know you know, they volunteer to go off and fight. They volunteer to go off and fight because they love what's behind them more than they hate them. The least that our military and our government can do is give them rules of engagement that make it easier to live by than to die by. We need the American citizen to cry out to their representatives and to Washington, D.C., Michael.
When will this book be available?
This book will be out the first part of August, right around the second anniversary of the shoot-down of Extortion 17.
Billy, where can my listeners read more about your project? Because this is a very big story.
Yeah, Operation 300 is actually the vision of my oldest daughter, Tara. Our family's involved, and a lot of friends and around here. But Operation 300, we bring in little boys and eventually little girls. That's our vision. We hadn't been able to do that yet. But who have lost their dads in the military. We bring them in. They have a camp where they do things all weekend long that they would have done with their dads. They shoot guns, they archery, horseback ride, take them out to the beach, they surf, they sail, have scavenger hunts, learning how to use a compass, horse ride. And then the moms we put up at the beach, we held our first camp back in April. We're about to hold our second camp the first weekend in August, and we already have 10 little boys coming to this camp. So they do things that they would have done if their dads were with them. And each boy is given a mentor for the weekend, and then after the camp, these mentors also stay, you know, involved in contact off and on with the boys, and then they can come back each year. It's not just a once in a lifetime thing. They can come back each year until they reach 18 years old. If you want to know about the camp, the name of that foundation is operation300.com, but you can go on our website forourson.us, forourson.us. And from that site, you can look at Operation 300, the camp. You can look at the book, Betrayed. You can it's available for pre-purchase right now at a discounted rate. So you can go on that site. Or you can also go to Stand Up America. That's StandUpAmericaUS.org. And that's General Paul Vallely's foundation. You can also buy the book on that site. And the book is called Betrayed, The High Price of the War on Terror.
Billy Vaughn, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, and thank you very much, Michael, for the work you do. Thank you for the way that you have continued to put out information and continued to pound information about Extortion 17 and about what's going on in our military. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Sean Hannity.
And Barack Obama, how's he going to pay for it? He's going to, quote, tax the wealthy. He's going to destroy the economy is what he's going to do.
It is on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, today is Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, and I'm broadcasting from a studio I haven't used in over a year. This is a studio I used regularly for many, many years, and it went dormant. I hadn't used it. It took us a long time to get it running up again. It's in San Francisco up on in a tower. I'm overlooking one of the most beautiful vistas in the world. The fog is rolling through the center of the bay. Big ships are in. The races are on. Life goes on. But the grief that the families of these dead SEALs hold in their hearts will be in their hearts for generations to come. They will never, ever forget this. Nor should you. Right now we're in the doldrums, all of us, because we think it's hopeless, but it's never hopeless. Obama's on the ropes. His ratings are plunging because even the average moron is starting to see through Pinocchio. And they realize that as the veneer peels off, they see beyond the stucco and they see rotting wood underneath. They see the rotting wood underneath him, and they know that he's a fraud from top to bottom. And now we're talking about one of the greatest tragedies of his entire term in office, and that is the death of these Navy SEALs. Who put them on the helicopter? Why were they sent there without support? Why were they put on an old helicopter? Why were their bodies cremated? Why did they let an imam curse them in Arabic? Somebody did this to them. And now Representative Chaffetz alone, the only one who said he's going to hold a hearing on it. Well, you know something? There's only so much I can say and so much I want to say. I'll take your calls. Alex in Dallas, Texas on the great KLIF. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, thanks for taking my call. I'm convinced this operation was just for show. Who knows who those SEALs really took out that day? We have to ask ourselves, why was Bin Laden buried at sea as well? I think those SEALs realized that they were just being used as pawns for a show and to increase Obama's ratings, and they're going to expose the truth because they're defending.
Well, the first question that came to my mind as a non-military man, just using common sense and being an amateur historian of military affairs and reasonably suspicious of everything the government does, is why would they put on a Chinook helicopter? That is not a normal attack helicopter. I know it for a fact. When SEALs go in on a hot mission, they usually use the most advanced, fast helicopters that they have. Why would they put on a slow-flying Vietnam-era helicopter, I kept asking. If I ask the question, I want to know who put them on it. Who gave the order?
I think it's a perfectly legitimate question. If we have our most elite fighting force in the world, going into an operation, why on earth would we put them on outdated technology? Absolutely.
Okay, there you go. Those are I meant to give him a copy of A Time for War. All right, from now on, if you get on the air and I take your call, I'll send you a free copy of a hardcover copy of A Time for War. End of story. A thriller by New York Times bestselling author of Abuse of Power. Yes, I'm very proud of it. Power fiction, tinged with terrorism and intrigue. With an old-school, rough-and-tumble journalist as its hero, says the Washington Times. Kirkus Review says, who says radio hosts are all talk? In Savage's cool-tempered thriller, hero Jack Hatfield uncovers a Chinese plot and saves the nation. There are other things about it, but it's really not about me. It's about the SEALs. That's why it opens with the helicopter going down. So I fictionalized what it must have been like for them on the helicopter. You know? What do you think really happened out there? Washington, D.C., KUSA. Jason, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Well, Dr. Savage, you've stolen all my thunder here. I believe that they were given up. You know, we violated Pakistani airspace when we went in to kill bin Laden. You know, 3 months earlier, just like you said, they're on a helicopter that no one's ever seen or heard of. And then for this mission, all of a sudden, they have to get into a slow-moving, loud air cow. I live in Yakima, Washington, right next to the training center. You can hear those helicopters coming from 4 miles away, and then you can see them on the horizon for another, like, 5 minutes. I mean, it makes no
sense. So why would they put 30 warriors, and why did they put why were six Afghanis on that flight whose names weren't on the manifest? Why were the bodies cremated? Why did they have a disgusting throwback from hell imam, Kurt, in Arabic, and say that they should go to hell?
It's disgusting. The people in Washington, D.C. are so drunk on their own power that they've lost touch with reality, Dr. Savage. But they
Well, I don't know how I still keep in touch with reality, but I do. Now, stay on the line. I will send you a copy of A Time for War. That's all. Florida, WNDB. Anthony, you're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening again, Dr. Savage. Yeah, I'm glad you refer to the Pentagon as a pentagram because they have to be Satanists. And as far as the SEALs goes, I don't know why they weren't on Black Hawk specials. I don't know why they were on a Chinook. I'm just glad that, you know, they didn't pull that Sneaky Pete crap on my father when he was flying helicopters back in Vietnam.
Well, hold on. Now, this is interesting. So you know something about the type of helicopters that are used. Isn't it odd that they were put on a slow-flying Sea Cow like a Chinook?
Yeah, they should be on Black Hawk specials in the least, man. They'd be, I don't know why.
That would be like sending a man into combat in Afghanistan without a modern rifle, but giving him a World War, let's say an M16 from Vietnam. Not a bad gun, but it's certainly not what they have today. It's not the M4 with the scope, is it?
Well, we can hope that they dipped out with the Black Box because they didn't trust their commander-in-chief coming back from that mission. Maybe that.
Wait, say that again. I missed that. Say it again.
Maybe we can only hope that maybe those guys didn't trust coming back here. Maybe they dipped out with that Black Box. I mean, they can disappear, man. So,
what were you saying? Some of the men survived and took the Black Box with them.
Yeah, maybe our guys didn't trust coming back. Maybe they didn't think they were coming back from that mission. They could have dipped out with that box and just disappeared. That's what, you know, we could hope for that.
What do you mean? Some of them are still living?
I could only hope so.
Well, no, they were cremated by your government. Your good, loving government cremated the bodies.
Well, I'm glad.
Something's wrong. Why would you cremate the bodies of Navy SEALs when they were not totally burned, according to Representative Chaffetz, who saw the pictures? These are important questions. Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. This should affect every American. It doesn't matter what your party affiliation is.
Savage.